Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together. Welcome to an episode dedicated to the unstoppable Fran, a powerhouse in the real estate world. With a degree in leadership and management from the University of Kentucky, Fran is not just a real estate professional, but a dedicated advocate for her clients. Known for her proactive and responsive approach, she is the constant support her clients need, cheering them on every step of the way. Join us as we explore Fran's journey from her strong business background to becoming an integral part of the Painted Door Properties team in Denver. Whether she's helping clients find their dream homes or coaching Orange Theory fitness classes, Fran embodies passion and commitment. Get ready for an inspiring look into her world where real estate meets steadfast support and a zest for life. Thank you so much, Fran, for being here today. It is such a pleasure to have you, and I would love for you to share how you went from leadership and management and moved into real estate.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on. So a little background. So I'm from Columbus, Ohio, moved to Denver about 3 years ago. So in May of 2021, and I moved to Denver basically with no career at all. I was coaching fitness. I've been coaching fitness for about 8 years, and I did that right out of college. And my degree is from the University of Kentucky, where I went to school. And my focus was clinical leadership and management. So essentially hospital administration. So right when I moved to Denver, I spent months trying to find a job. It was definitely a tough time to try to find a job. And I eventually did. I worked for a big hospital here. I did hospital administration. I was a patient and physician scheduler. And it required me to basically like sit at a desk all day and do the same thing over and over. And I was extremely unhappy just in that workspace, coming from being a fitness instructor, which is completely my passion. I just love helping people and coaching people. It was just a huge adjustment for me. And so I was with that job for a little bit and then decided to jump into real estate. And I'd say my mom has a huge impact on me becoming a realtor. She's been in real estate for, I think, 25 years now, since I can remember. And again, like I mentioned, I just have a huge passion for helping people. And I love that real estate, you basically have unlimited earning potential, flexibility, true independence. And yeah, so I started with a huge brokerage called Keller Williams, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. I was on a big team there, and it was a great place to start. I learned a lot of the ins and outs of real estate. They provided me with leads, which was awesome because being new to Denver, I didn't really know anybody at all. And after about a year with them, I ended up switching to Compass, and I joined one other girl, and we had our own team called Painted Door Properties. And after like 6 months of being with her at Compass, it's always been her dream to start her own brokerage. And so we started our own little boutique brokerage in May, and it's going absolutely amazing. I love it. I couldn't be more grateful for Carrie, who is my broker and my teammate. I think of her as like a mentor, but yeah, I'm extremely grateful and thankful that I took the leap and jumped into real estate because I truly love it. I love what I do every single day.
Oh, I love it. And you can feel it as you're talking about it, the energy that comes through that you exude. And I think it's really cool that your mom was in real estate, but that's not what your first option was to go into real estate. But I know you said you were working in the hospitals here in Denver, then made that switch. Yeah. But what really provoked you to actually go into real estate?
I mean, sort of like I mentioned, like just the unlimited potential, like you get out what you put into real estate, which I love. I like that I'm my own boss, which also comes with some cons. It's kind of tough sometimes that there is so much independence in real estate because you really have to find systems that work and make sure that you're on a schedule day to day. It's really easy to fall off of that. But yeah, I think just the opportunities it brings, the people that I can meet and help, that's really the big reason.
I love it. Well, I appreciate you sharing that because it really wasn't just about like your mom being in it prior, but really finding that you could have so much flexibility and freedom and you really like helping people. And your background also in the fitness industry as well, helping people through Orange Theory and just being able to really just serve your clientele. And I think that's a big part of just knowing you long as I have, but you're really about that customer service aspect. And how does that translate in real estate, the customer service piece?
Yeah, definitely. So one thing that I found, like there are so many realtors here, like a million plus, and you really have to stand out in order to be successful. And one thing I found, which it does sound silly, but is to offer good customer service and, you know, just be authentic and real with your clients and open and honest with them. Like I would never steer them in the wrong direction. I will always tell them the truth, not what they want to hear, but also providing knowledge and skills that I've learned. One thing that goes with that is I definitely make sure that I am educating myself every day. That way I can provide that awesome customer service and knowledge to my clients, especially if you're a first-time seller, first-time home buyer. You want to make sure that you're working with somebody who is knowledgeable, someone who's going to be extremely communicative with you and make sure that you're in the know of everything.
So important because it can be really scary buying your first home or even selling if you've never done that, you haven't been down that road. But having somebody who has done that time and time again with so many clients that you've worked with, and I would love to hear just one or two client success stories. I know you've worked with so many homeowners, but yes, maybe one for selling, one for buying. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of first-time home buyers I work with, they come in, they meet with me, and they're like, we can't do this. There's a lot of facts that aren't true that are going around, like you need 20% down to buy a home. When in reality, if you're a first-time home buyer, you only need 3% down. And there's a lot of programs that a lender can provide. And my fiance is a lender, so we work together, which is amazing. So I definitely like know that side really well just from living with him. But there's a lot of programs such as putting $1,000 down on your first home, or you can get a grant. One of my first clients ever, they came to me and they're like, we have nothing, but we need to buy. We have a family, a baby's on the way. And we ended up using one of, it's called CHAFA. It's a down payment assistance program. Mm-hmm. And they went into their house with only putting $1,000 down, which was amazing. So that was definitely like my biggest success story because they thought they couldn't do it. And we ended up finding them a home and they're so, so happy. And then one of my sellers that I worked with recently, she lived in her home for like a decade at least and ended up going through some personal stuff. So had to sell her house as quickly as possible and buy a new one. And we were in a pretty competitive market. So working with a realtor who's able to get your house sold ASAP for top dollar and help you buy a home at the same time is tough, but writing a contingent offer that's strong and is going to get accepted and just making sure that both of those deals were in line with each other and closed like literally the next day was awesome. And again, she's super, super happy and it was tough, but we did it.
That's what it's about, right? And I'm sure that deadline just of trying to sell the home and then buy another home. And I know there is that like really small window sometimes. What do you see as some of the challenges being in real estate here in Colorado? Because it is a competitive market. How do you feel like you've been able to navigate it?
Yeah. So Denver itself is extremely competitive, especially like nationally. It definitely overperforms the rest of the country in terms of like appreciation and activity in the market. So again, like I mentioned earlier, having an agent that's going to write a competitive offer, whether that's not the highest price possible, there's other ways to get your offers accepted. One thing that goes with that is like networking with other real estate agents, which is something mm-hmm. that I definitely take time out of my, I'd say like monthly to do. That way, you know who you're working with, and that also kind of helps offers get accepted if you're friends with the agent on the other side.
Yeah. Networking is a big part of like everything. I think that's how we met.
Mm-hmm, I know. Yeah.
Being able to build those relationships with other real estate agents and brokers as well, because I don't think that's talked about enough. And I don't know if maybe you hear it more being in the industry yourself, but do you see more people collaborating versus not, or do you see it the opposite?
Yeah, I think it kind of comes down to who you surround yourself with. Like, I definitely surround myself with people who are collaborating and who I want to be like someday. I surround myself with people who push me, like my broker, for example, Carrie. She is someone that I completely look up to. So I'd say I surround myself more with people who are looking to collaborate and grow instead of, you know, the turn. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here for it, all of it. And I think that's really important in any business to continue to network and grow and build those collaborations, because you might not benefit from it, but you might know somebody else who will. And I think that's the beautiful thing when we keep an open mind. And I know that's partly why I wanted you on, because you are a collaborator, you're open, and also you're doing amazing things in the community as well. And I'm just curious, what were some of the obstacles you faced in building your real estate business? Because I know you started in Keller Williams and then kind of moved through different places to get to where you are today.
Yeah. So not knowing many people when I moved here, I knew my sister and that was it. So that was in and of itself extremely tough. So I had to really put myself out there, take risks, make myself uncomfortable, and go to events, go to networking events. I'd say coaching fitness really helped me meet people, friends, clients. And it's something that I still do and will continue to do part-time, like forever, because I absolutely love it. And I've met amazing people through it. But yeah, just building your clientele and kind of figuring out what systems work best for you. So that first team that I was on, huge team, again, great place to start. It was really focused around cold calling and door knocking though. And those were two systems that for me personally, I didn't love, and it made me really question whether this was the career I should be in or not. But once I switched teams with Compass, with Carrie, she really helped switch my whole mindset. And I think it's called, have you read the book Go Giver?
No, I haven't.
So Carrie, right when I joined her, she had me start reading this book called The Go-Giver. And this book is all about how like your compensation is directly proportional to how many lives you touch and how many people you serve, and really working with your client base and people you know to help grow your business. So that's a book that I highly recommend for anybody to read. And it really got me to where I am today.
I love it. I'm like, I feel like I've heard of the book. I'm like, I was blank. I'm adding that to my list. And that impact that we have, because it might not be directly impacting somebody, but indirectly, and being able to grow from there, I think is massive. And I love that you took all of that knowledge and figured out what system worked best for you. So even just all the systems that you've used growing from one business to the next with real estate, what are some of the systems and tools that you use to grow your real estate business now?
Yeah, so I am definitely more of a people person. Like I said, door knocking and cold calling was definitely not for me. So I really focus on events. I do a lot of first-time homebuyer events. I do one a quarter. Open houses are huge in meeting people who are actually looking to buy a house or neighbors who are looking to sell. I try to do two of those a month at least. And then one thing I provide to past clients, which I hate to say past clients, but my clients who have bought, is I send them a real estate review every home anniversary. And it's basically a PowerPoint that I create about the market, what their home is worth now. And I record myself walking through it, which as uncomfortable as it is, clients love it, and try to, you know, see if they have any interest in selling, or just so they have a better understanding of what's going on in the market. So that's something I've definitely found extremely successful. I'm also huge on making a certain amount of calls each day, whether it's to past clients or people I met at open houses or people from our networking group, just staying in touch and in front of everyone. I'm also really trying to get better with social media. I know like reels and TikToks are honestly taking off right now. Like whenever there's a realtor making a reel, I always watch it. So I'm trying to get more comfortable with myself, getting in front of my camera and posting more social media content.
I think it's a good decision because there's just a lot of things that people might not know unless they're now looking for a home or looking to sell. And I'm curious, because of just being in the industry for a while, what are some of your predictions for 2024 when it comes to the housing market, particularly here in Colorado or even in the US?
Yeah. So my teammate and I, Carrie, we actually went to an economic summit a couple weeks ago, which we go to every single year, and it will talk about the previous year and then predictions for the year ahead. So I learned a lot through that. 2024 in the real estate industry, I think it's going to be a great year. Rates last year were pretty high, and we have heard from the Fed that they're going to cut rates at least 3 times this year. They think that the first rate cut will be in March. And even with it only being 2 or 3 weeks into the new year, we can already see that it is extremely hot already. A lot of our listings and my realtor friends who have listings, they're getting multiple offers, over asking offers. The showing activity is crazy. So I think like buyers that have been sitting on the sidelines waiting for rates to drop will really come out, which will make it even more competitive. And then with home price appreciation, so even last year with it being as slow as it was, we still saw 80% of Denver metro areas have home appreciation. And this year we're expected to kind of go back to normal with our appreciation, which nationally, usually we're around 4%. And then Denver, which outperforms the country usually, is typically around 6 to 8%. I'm not sure we'll go back there yet, but I think that, I mean, they'll definitely appreciate, and hopefully more than last year too.
Yeah, I foresee that happening. I'm still like a little hesitant because we're in the housing market right now looking, but a lot of the homes we're starting to see on the market that haven't really been kept up. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. Have you seen kind of that trend with the homes that are starting to come onto the market where they need some love in TLC?
Yes, for sure. And I think that those homes are, it's such a good opportunity to get into a home and then build sweat equity and add your little twist to the house. There's a lot of investors out there too, who will come in and buy homes like that for cash and completely flip them, which is great, but it's awesome to build that equity yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I've been seeing a lot of things and I'm like, I don't know what to trust here. But I was like, let's talk to an expert about it. And just even with all the success, all the obstacles you've had to overcome, what are you really looking forward to this next year and moving into the future for your future aspirations?
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to growing our teams. So I kind of mentioned we started our own boutique brokerage, Painted Door Properties. So it's me, one other agent, Carrie, who I've been talking about. And then we have an operations person. Her name's Jenna. So it's just the three of us. And we are looking to grow, add on a couple more agents, which is super exciting. My big dream, I've mentioned I love to coach, is I would love to coach new agents and help them get their feet on the ground and work with our team.
Yeah, I love that. And there's definitely room for that because I think a lot of people maybe going into real estate, there's so many real estate brokers here in Colorado and agents across the country, but being able to really stand out in a different way of how you move through the real estate industry versus somebody else. And what do you think sets your boutique apart from other boutiques?
Yeah, I would say just our customer service definitely sets us apart. And then the systems we have in place, we have, you know, buyer packets, seller packets, just making sure that our clients are educated before we actually start the process of finding a home or selling your home.
I'm really curious, based off of what you just said as well, there's a lot of misconceptions or maybe the unknown, because you educate a lot of people, you coach, it's just in your blood to do that. I'm really curious, what are some things that first-time home buyers should look for? What are some of the green flags?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's super important to get along with your realtor, someone that you're comfortable with, someone who's going to advocate for you, always be there to answer whatever questions you have, someone who makes sure you know that no question is stupid, and like really takes time to run through the entire process with you, and you know, like what you need to bring to closing in terms of cash. You know, like I've heard some horror stories of people who don't know what earnest money is. So just making sure that your client is set up for success to really go through the entire process.
So important. And you're right. A lot of times it's, you want to be comfortable with the person you're working with, because I recently had a conversation with somebody and her partner had bought a home, and she's like, well, it's like a third person coming into your marriage, basically.
It
Because
is
it's not close.
Yeah. Sometimes, like my mom, who's been in real estate for so long, she was a social worker before she became a realtor. And she's like, I do more social work in real estate than I did as an actual social worker. So yeah, you definitely want to be comfortable with your realtor, because they do sometimes act as a therapist too.
I believe it, because it's very, like, it's the biggest purchase maybe somebody's ever making,
yeah,
and one of the biggest.
It's extremely emotional too. And I think that's also important, is having a realtor who's going to be positive throughout the whole thing. And again, like truthful with you and making sure that you, if it's a bad home and it's a bad deal, like they tell you, and giving good advice and not just trying to get the deal done and money in their pocket.
That's very true. And it's important, because it's you're building a relationship, and this is, they're going into their first home or multiple homes they've already had, but it's a part of their everyday life. And I'm curious, what are some of the red flags people should be aware of when they are deciding to go with a real estate brokerage or an individual? What are some important things to know?
Yeah. So if someone is a seller, one thing to be aware of is a realtor coming in and just kind of giving you what you want to hear in terms of price on your home, because if the seller wants to list too high and the realtor just jumps in, tries to win the deal and says, okay, we'll list at that price without giving any data or stats about why that's probably the wrong price, then your home is just going to sit on the market and you're going to have to do price reduction after price reduction. And then if you're a buyer, something to look for in your realtor that could be a red flag is maybe they're sending you homes that are out of your price range, aren't in the location that you guys had originally discussed. Maybe they're sending you their own listing so they can try to double end a deal, even though that home, again, might not be in your price range or meets any of your criteria.
Right. And there's a lot of regulations in real estate versus other industries, which is surprising that people would even do that. But that's why it is important to know what those flags are, green and red, of, okay, this is a safe bet, or I got to really look at this, and just to be aware of it. Because I mean, I'm guilty of watching Selling Sunset and all those shows.
I am too. And it's the farthest thing from the truth about how real estate is.
Yes. Can we kind of go over the misconceptions of what you might see on TV and these like really high commissions, these beautiful homes? What's the reality behind what we're seeing on TV?
Yeah. So Selling Sunset, Million Dollar Listing, all of that, like they're great shows. I binge watch them. I love them. But real estate is definitely a lot tougher of a career than what they put it out to be. I know in Selling Sunset, they just get $5 million listings handed to them and throw a fit about it because they're not $10 million listings. But real estate, you really have to put in the work to find your own listings, make clients. Like, I don't get any leads. It's all me doing my events and networking with people. And that's how I get clients. But yeah, real estate, it has one of the highest turnover rates of any career. 87% of realtors, I believe, quit after 5 years of being in the career. So again, like selling Sunset Million Dollar Listing, it makes it look like it's all drinking and gossiping and fun. And it's definitely like the toughest career I've ever been involved with in my life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe it. And that's an entrepreneur, right? We have to create our own leads. We have to attend networking events, building a community where we are, whether it's in person or online, but for real estate, it's more in person, but being able to continue those relationships because that's what fosters those leads. And I mean, I think the average is people move every 5 years now. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did some research.
3 to 5. Yeah. For sure. And then also going off of that, just making a living for yourself, being in real estate is tough. A lot of people don't think about, like, you get a commission check, but part of it will go to your team or your brokerage. And then taxes takes a huge chunk of that as well.
Yeah. It's a tough business.
Like selling Sunset, like the bottom, they'll put commission $500,000. You're like, no,
that's not real, people.
Not like that.
It's not for the faint of heart, but that's part of that process, right? Learning what works best. But I think real estate is one thing that a lot of people go into, but not everyone survives because there's a lot of moving parts. It's not just what you see on TV. There is like all doing all the open houses and maybe not having all of those go through, or last minute, like people pulling a deal or anything that can go wrong. But being able to push through that and persevere. And I think that's the biggest piece of entrepreneurship is you're going to get knocked down a few times, but you get back up and keep going. And I'm curious, what advice do you have for entrepreneurs, whether it's starting in real estate or just generalization? What are your top tips for people on this journey?
Yeah, definitely. Say any entrepreneur, just embracing the uncomfortable, taking the risks. It was such a risk that I quit a job that I was, you know, salary employee, and turning into a commission-based job is really scary, but it's the best decision I've ever made. Also learning from your mistakes and just understanding that mistakes are okay and it'll get you to where you want to be in the future. I've made so many mistakes and you learn from them, and it's gotten me to where I am today.
Absolutely. All phenomenal tips and really important to remember because the journey, it has a lot of roller coasters. It's not just a straight line. It never will be. But that's life. It's always throwing curveballs and whatnot. But what is your biggest message for people listening today? What do you want them to take away from today?
Yeah, I'd say figure out your passion. I know a lot of people don't even know what their passion is, and that's totally okay. But really doing something that you're passionate about and focusing on helping, serving others, and that's how you'll be successful and happy.
Perfectly said. Well, thank you so much, Fran, for coming on today. Where can people find you? Find your real estate, everything we'll link below as well.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Facebook. We have a website. It's painteddoorproperties.com. You can find us on there, and we'll make sure to send out my email and phone number as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Fran, for coming on, just sharing all your insights about real estate. I know this is going to help so many homeowners, Evan and I included. But thank you again for just coming on and sharing your journey with us.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Fran today? I'm sure she would love to see that comment, and we'll see you on the next episode.